Om Shanti, and good evening, everyone. So let me start with introducing myself. My name is Satish, and I'm from Sydney, Australia. So I've been with Baba for over 30 years now, and I feel very privileged that I have the opportunity to introduce Suman Ben, whom I've known for more than 20 years now. And Suman Ben has been with Baba since she was 5 years old, and she's been living in Gyansrova since 1992. Suman Ben's also the national coordinator of the education wing in the whole of Bharat, and also the program coordinator for Gyansrova. So whether it's BK programs, whether it's non-BK programs, whether it's double foreigners programs, Suman Ben looks after all of them. And personally, I've known Suman Ben for a long time, and one of her main qualities is actually her lightness. And so I couldn't think of anyone better to address today's session. And I was just reflecting on the years that I've been visiting Madhuban. And despite her busy schedule, she'll always make time to go out for a picnic. So it's amazing how she does it, but I don't know. Anyway, Suman Ben, maybe you can introduce the topic. And also, if you'd like to also tell us why you selected this topic. But just before I get Suman Ben to do that, because it's a very informal interview session, there's going to be an opportunity for everyone here to ask questions at the end of. So I'm sort of just going to get the ball rolling, and then at the end of my questions, you are welcome to ask questions as well. Okay, so if you want to put your thinking caps on and prepare for questions, you're welcome to. Here's a pool of resources to make the most of in the next hour that we've got together. Suman Ben.
Om Shanti. It's a beautiful topic today, being light and experiencing all attainments. As Baba's children, we all are so fortunate, right? So don't we think so? How fortunate we are. How fortunate? How fortunate are we? Very, very fortunate. How? How much? Like, very, very means infinite. Oh. In Hindi, Baba says, Padma Padam Bhagyashali, right? That means multi-million times fortunate. Not just fortunate. Not just 100 times fortunate, but then we are multi-million times fortunate. But then Baba gives the meaning of that also. Padma Padam Bhagyashali means in every step we create our fortune. So in every step we experience that attainment from Baba. That's the reason we become fortunate, right? So, when we are experiencing all attainments, not limited attainments, but unlimited attainments, so then obviously we have to be light, right? We can't be heavy. Because in the world nowadays, you know, in spite of having everything, in spite of having all physical facilities and everything, we hardly see any smiles on the faces. Right? So why is there no smile on the face? Is because there is heaviness in the mind. So because of that heaviness, because of experiencing that burden, in spite of all having all physical things, facilities and everything, somewhere they feel that they are not, they don't have everything, right? Some emptiness is there, some blankness is there in them. But for Baba's children, when we have a contrast, even though when we don't have those physical facilities or physical attainments, internally when we are experiencing those energy, that power, those virtues and that love from Baba, so that is more satisfying, that is more enlightening, that is more enriching than the physical things, right? So here when we speak of attainments, it's the internal attainments that we are speaking of. The experience of God's love, experience of God's powers, experiencing of God's virtues, right? So the more we experience that, we become more stable inside. So when we become more stable inside, we become more mature, right? So that's the need. Even in Brahmin family, many times, Brahmin life, many times, initially when we come to Baba, we are so enthusiastic. We are so, you know, enlightened, and we are, you know, then we experience so much of happiness, and we maintain that intoxication maybe for few days, few months. But then later, that intoxication, that experience, you know, like fades away, starts to gradually fade away. Maybe because there are some reasons because of which we are not experiencing the same intoxication that we experienced during those initial days, right? So what are those reasons because of which we don't experience that intoxication constantly for a period of maybe if we are 5 years in Gyan, 10 years in Gyan? So same amount of intoxicant, why can't we maintain? Is maybe we are looking at the negative and waste things. Maybe in the yajna, in the people around, in the Brahmins. So we start to pick up those things. We start to take negativity within. So instead of looking at Baba, we start to look at the souls. Then we start to judge them. Oh, this soul is such old Brahmin. In spite of being an old Brahmin, so then we start to... Because expectation towards them is something, and they are not behaving according to my expectations, so then I start to judge them. So then I take in those negativity. So whatever I have to be experiencing, so then I don't see that in my life. So then I, all sorts of, you know, carelessness or laziness or all these waste things starts to creep in. And then, you know, so that's the reason we constantly need to experience intoxication in order to move forward in this Brahmin life. So in order to experience that intoxication, we need to just focus on ourselves, right? Just focus on ourselves, look at our journey, look at our own process that's going on, because each one's journey is different. Each one's speed is different. Each one's life is different. So maybe what I am experiencing at that time, the situations that I'm confronting at this point in time in my life, maybe the other person is confronting with a different type of situation. So maybe if I would be needing the value of honesty at this time. Maybe the other person would be needing courage at that point in time for in the journey for that person. So I can't compare my journey with the journey of other person. So looking at a distance, I think I have to separate these two. What I am going through and also what other person is going through. So then I understand each one's process. And it's not necessary that I have to understand other one's process, but at least I have this vision. Okay, each one's journey is different. So, but I am focusing mainly on my journey and my process that's going on within. So when I'm constantly focused on myself, I'm constantly focused on experiencing attainments from Baba. Because this is the precious time in the whole Kalpa that we are all going through. So to make the most out of that, so then, as Baba says, just see Baba, follow Brahma Baba, follow Shiva Baba, follow Baba. So when I constantly do that, maybe it doesn't mean that I don't have to look at brothers and sisters and pick virtues from them. That we have to do, because practically we are not seeing Baba, right? We didn't have the fortune to meet Brahma Baba or many of those dadis to teach how they did, right? So we are learning from the stories of the Yajna, stories of Brahma Baba. We are learning a lot. But practically, we don't have so many examples in front of us. So when we don't have examples, because many of the dadis, like, we have just one dadi now left in the Yajna. And we have senior brothers and sisters, that's it. So, and many of us don't have that fortune of being in the company of those seniors also constantly. So when we understand the situation, I think we have to just focus on Baba's knowledge that we are receiving. But also, it doesn't mean that we are not in the company of the Brahmin. Because when we see at the present situation, maybe in the world also, people doesn't want to have an extended family, right? There are capsule families, and also they want their privacy, each one of us. And in Brahmin family also, somewhere we are seeing that, you know, what we used to see 30 years ago, 40 years ago, the feeling of family, belongingness. So somewhere we are seeing that, you know, okay, I'm good. Okay, I'm good by myself. But then when I have to come for a teamwork, I do that, then I'm detached. We see more of detachment than being loving. Right? So detachment is there, but then Baba says we have to have balance of loving and detachment. So why are we going towards more detachment? Is because maybe we are afraid of getting injured, accident, or maybe I have experienced some accident, or you know, some relationship conflict. Maybe that's the reason I want to keep away from those people, right? So it doesn't being detachment is good, but then we have to maintain that balance of loving and detached. So when I confront with a conflict with that person, I try to detach, and then, you know, for the rest of my life, I just communicate with that person how much ever I was needed, and then, so that's not the family feeling, right? That's not the feeling of attainment. when we speak of loving and detached, we always give the example of lotus, always, right? Being a yogi, that's the famous example that we give in this yajna. The example of lotus. So, that dirty water doesn't mean the iron aged world out there. It means the people around me who are having those negative traits, negative sanskars, the people who are having negative sanskars, but then living with them, am I able to detach and at the same time being loving with them constantly? So it's not that I'm cutting off myself from them, but then being with them, surrounded with them, even though if they are Brahmins, surrounded with them, but then living with them with love. So that is a great challenge for us. That is possible when I'm internally experiencing all attainments from Baba. So because when we are in a bigger gathering, you know, in a smaller gathering, that's a different issue. But when we are in a bigger gathering, everyone is going through their own process and they are making efforts. Everyone is effort maker, right? So we come across all those negative sanskars also. But then am I so strong within to accommodate them, accommodate their sanskars, but still accept them as a family? For example, when I confront with any different of opinions as a family, you know, as a Brahmin family, maybe we have difference of opinions or little bit of arguments we have, little bit of harsh words we have exchange, but then towards the end of the day, do we come back as a family? Do we have the same level of spiritual love, spiritual belongingness towards each other? Because, you know, when you come from outside, when you come to Gan Sarovar and you say, okay, this is a beautiful place, brothers and sisters are so loving here, and everyone is so loving to you also, because you are here just for 15 days, maybe a month. Everyone is good. But when we start to live together, then there are sanskars coming up. So just imagine when we are living here for 20 years, 25 years, 30 years together. Obviously there are. But then, am I able to accommodate everyone and take them along my journey? Because, you know, it is possible only when I experience those attainments constantly throughout my journey. Otherwise, what happens is, I can put my foot down and say, that's it. I can't continue with my journey. Because there would be some situations where I can't take more. And then I say, that's it. This is all I can take. That's it. So at that time, I should be able to allow Baba to give that love, give that energy to me. Because being here for 30 years, there were some situations, there was some time where those were very sensitive, and it was very difficult to just, you know, get along and move forward. And I remember one situation when double foreigner season was happening, and Mohini Ben was offering bhog one Thursday, Mohini Ben of New York. She was here and she read the Murli and offered bhog to Baba. And that day I was a little bit fragile, you know, my mood was not so good. I was almost into tears because some things had happened just a previous day. And Baba gave a very beautiful message that day. Baba said, why is that Brahmins feel, Baba's children feel, that it's difficult to follow Brahmin life and they stop following Baba's Brahmin life and they go out into the world? And why is that? Because children don't experience those attainments constantly, or they don't remind themselves of the attainments that they had experienced in their childhood days of a Brahmin life. So Baba told that day, sit down and make a list of all attainments that you have experienced since childhood of Brahmin life. Because there's not a single Brahmin child, maybe that soul has come just 1 year ago or 2 years ago. Each Brahmin child has experienced Baba's love. There is some help of Baba that each one of us has experienced. So whenever we feel low, Baba said, whenever you feel low, sit down and make a list of those attainments that you have experienced. So then you will be reconfirmed. You will have that reconfirmation that how much Baba loves you. Right? Each one of us know how much Baba loves us. There's no one in this world who loves us so much as Baba loves us. Right? So when we again experience that Baba's love, then we can overcome those situations very easily. So that's the reason I picked up this topic, experiencing attainments from Baba. And when we experience that those attainments, and then we can be light constantly in our Brahmin life.
Thank you, Suman Ben. That was really very profound. And I think the thing that really struck hard for me was how you said, you know, that we all have attainments and sometimes we don't appreciate it, and then we get carried away with, you know, a Brahmin life, whether you're 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, and you get carried away what's happening around you. And I'm just having this thought that we are approaching traffic control. Should we spend the next few moments to just reflect on our attainments in our Brahmin life, at least for a few minutes? What do you think, Sumi?
Yeah. So when we sit in traffic control right now, if you have a paper or a notebook and a pen, you can make a list of attainments that you have experienced in your Brahmin life.
Okay, thank you.
But they can continue writing when they sit in meditation from 6:30 onwards also. So the more you experience that and more you recall those memories, so it's with you. So whenever when you feel low, you can bring that memory back again so that you'll come out of those low times. Yes.
Thank you, Suman Ben. I feel it's a very good yukti, and I really liked how you've connected the whole topic with relationships, which is really like the absolute, you know, foundation of this whole Brahmin life. And one of the things that stood out for me as you were sharing just now was this thing about, you know, how you gave the example of the lotus. And so even though we are living in the family, even though we're living in the world, we're not affected by what's happening around us. And one thing that crossed my mind is there's a specific group of people that we address as the toxic group of people. You probably must have heard of them. And this is a group of people that, you know, are often pretty negative in your comments. And it could be anything, you know, whether it doesn't have to be BK-related conversations, you know, it could be just anything. They're always picking up on the negative news and views. And what do you do if you're surrounded with such people? Do we step away from them, or do we still stay in that community and, you know, try and maintain my stage? What's your experience?
Everywhere we see such souls, you know, like it's not in a bigger quantity, but right. At least, you know, maybe in a group of 20, there could be one that such soul. So we can't step away from them, but at least if that conversation is happening in a particular place, I try to just come out of that conversation or come out of that place, not getting involved in such type of talks. But then I don't try to cut away from that person, you know, because we are always connected for seva. We can't just cut off like that. So with such people, I don't cut my relationship with them. But okay, so how much ever is needed on the level of service, then I get involved with that, but not as a, you know, more cordial or spend some time or conversing of with about any other things.
So you don't encourage them to keep offloading on you. You don't keep encouraging that.
Yeah. But then if they are commenting on me or commenting on whatever I am doing, I just ignore. I don't react to them. Because if I react, then they are happy. So then they give out more comments. So I just ignore. So after I practically seen, when I ignore and I don't react to them, just they stop commenting on that. So then they realize why they are here, and instead of me commenting or instead of me correcting them, this is a way sometimes to correct them. They have the realization, because as a Brahmin, they are here for their self-transformation. So sometimes maybe they get deviated from their main track of transformation. Some negative sanskars might be coming out, but if I don't put fuel into it, so then they realize it, and they come back to their Brahmin sanskars or Brahmin behavior.
Nice, thank you. And you also mentioned about, you know, in the process of, you know, making effort on this journey, it's important to appreciate the part of the other person and appreciate my own part.
Yeah.
In that process of focusing on myself, do I become one who hasn't got, or who's got a don't care attitude? Because I'm saying I want to stay light. I don't want to get carried away by, you know, the sanskars of other people. So do I become one who doesn't, you know, if I know that you've got a problem in your Brahmin journey, do I have a don't care attitude and say, well, it's his journey, he'll have to work it out himself? Or do I make the effort to even support this person?
Careless attitude and lightness, they're completely different thing. Careless is, okay, I don't care for that person. But then being light is, okay, I know this person, sanskars are like that. That's why I gave you the example of lotus, you know. Not cutting off, but then also not getting affected by their negativity. No, we have been listening to many of those examples where, you know, they were, during the initial days of the yajna, there were many people who were opposing the yajna. There was anti Om Mandali people also. So such souls, when later on, when Yagya shifted to India, I think I have heard this story from Janki Dadi also. There was one person who was involved with the anti-Om Mandali, was so much against, and that person was very sick in the hospital, very ill. But then Dadi never thought of those days, what that person had done for the Yagya. But Dadi had compassion and went to that person, to see that person in the hospital. And then, so that person then wept, you know, cried for what that he had done for the Yagya back then in Karachi. But he was, he felt very bad. So I think we need to have compassion for the people who have done something. That was for the Yagya, but sometimes they might have done something wrong to me personally. And that person is going through a rough patch. Then I say, oh, then I should be, sometimes if I am in a negative space, I'll be very happy. Mm. See, that person had done that to me. Now the karma is paying back. I would be very happy. That is something, not being compassionate. I think we have to let go and forgive that person and be compassionate, and then again connect to that person back again and help that person to come out of that situation. And I remember during this January Smriti Divas thing, I was reading many of those, the history, Baba's history books. And one of the incident, when the Yagya shifted to India, there was one particular person who was against whatever Baba was doing, against Baba, against the Yagya, not the whole Yagya. That person was a BK, but in spite of being a BK, he was raising voice against whatever Brahma Baba was doing. So that person was living in a different city. Once Baba sent a very loving letter to that soul through one of the dadis. Very loving, oh lovely soul, I'm remembering you. Very loving, it's not ordinary loving, but very loving letter to that soul. This is a love letter to the soul. You know, literally saying that, this is a love letter to the... and reading that letter, he had tears in his eyes. He realized what he had done. Then he told to that Dadi, Dadi, in spite of me doing all these things, Baba really wants to meet me? He's calling me to Madhuban, to Mount Abu. Does he really want to meet me? Then Dadi said, see, whatever Baba has written in the letter, he wants to meet you. He's inviting you to Madhuban. So then, gathering all the courage, he decided to come to Madhuban. And Baba knew that soul is coming. And Baba was standing in the courtyard of Pandav Bhavan. And as soon as that soul, that brother entered, Baba just did like this. And invited that soul, and he hugged Baba. Baba hugged that soul. So this is what Baba has been doing. So if we want to become like Baba, I think we have to let go of what wrongdoings that souls have done to us personally, and then bring them closer to Baba, closer to the Yagya, closer to, you know, karmatit stage. I think this is being light, you know. This we can do only when we are full with attainments. We are full with compassion. We are full with love for others. So I think lightness and carelessness. This is what the difference I can feel.
Thank you. Actually, that answered the next question as well. Because I was going to ask you, how do you remain responsible and still remain light? And I think you've answered it by saying, I need to be full.
Yeah.
And I need to have my attainments. And it's interesting you're talking about that example, because I was actually remembering two people whom I've witnessed in my Brahmin life. And one was Dadi Janki herself. And there was a brother, a foreign brother, who was very much with the Yajna, who supported the Yajna a lot. But at the same time, he was an instrument to cause defamation as well. And I've seen how Dadi gave that soul so much love, so much attention. You know, so much so when that person's in front of Dadi, you know, Dadi doesn't see what the mistakes of that soul is, you know, completely transparent. And the other person's actually Chalibai. Because I'm in Sydney, so I have the opportunity to witness him. And I've seen this in action, absolutely. You know how you can tell, right? When somebody comes in front of you and, you know, you've got, because you know the history of that person, suddenly all their stories are in front. And so that person standing in front of you will start to have a bit of guilt, and, you know, you start seeing the change in their face and the vibes. Absolutely nothing. And I'm just thinking, you know, this soul has done so much to hurt you, to defame you, and yet you are so light, like as though nothing has happened, and it's so lovely to see you after so long. I think it's amazing, you know, it's such a high elevated stage to...
So I remember one of the incidents that happened in Pandav Bhavan. That person defamed the senior brother so much, and again the senior brother invited them, he gave him an extra service opportunity. Then I asked that senior brother, Bhaiji, why did you do that? You knew what he did last week for you, you know, but in spite of that you are giving opportunity for him, giving more love. One thing that brother said, told me, really stayed with me. He said, whatever fortune that soul is creating, it's his fortune. But why should I stop creating my fortune because of, you know, that person, whatever he has done? So I think we have to just focus on our journey and how to create more fortune for ourselves. Irrespective of what that person has done, right? So it's his karma, it's that soul's karma. Because of that soul's karma, why should I stop doing elevated actions? Why should I stop creating my own fortune? So that's the thing.
I feel it's very deep, and I think it's something to really process and put into action.
So it's easy to create revenge and, you know, take revenge from that person. But stopping that and allowing that person to grow in the yajna, grow as a Brahmin, me not becoming an obstacle for that person, but then allowing, giving that person one more opportunity, one more chance to create fortune. So there was a... Can you just... Yeah, we have to just see the situations, feel the pulse of the soul. If that soul is more towards negativity and the soul is not realizing, right? So then sometime we will have to separate that soul from the yajna, or from the... We have to detach. So, but then if we are trying to make the soul realize, and the soul is realizing, then we can give a second chance to that soul. But then, instead of realizing, that person is creating more problems to the center, to the yajna, so then we will have to take action.
Thank you, Suminmen. You talked about creating fortune and allowing people to create their fortune. What's the difference between good fortune and attainments? Do you think there's any difference?
I think it's something very similar, not the same, but something very similar.
Hmm.
We had fortune, and that's the reason we are here. There are millions and billions of people in the world, but why I am having that fortune to be Baba's, to belong to Baba, is because maybe I had created some karma, I had done some karma which became a good fortune, and that's the reason I'm here. And then when I'm here, I'm creating more fortune because of attainments. I'm experiencing those attainments, and because of those attainments, I'm creating good karma. Realizing that attainment, I'm creating good karma. So I'm multiplying because of my attainments. Understanding those attainments. Baba is giving equally to everyone. Not separately, you know, to special souls, no. Baba is giving everyone similar attainments, similar things, the same thing. But it's up to us how much I realize that, I understand that, absorb it, and then convert that into my good karma. It's not just understanding it, right? Baba says you have to inculcate it. I can give a very good a long talk on honesty, but then how honest am I in my life, that counts.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
So that is creating my fortune. Baba has given that attainment, that energy, understanding why you need honesty. Baba has given knowledge of each and everything. Knowledge is very clear. Baba has given clear knowledge of each and everything. But how, to what extent I absorb it, inculcate it, and convert that into my
actions.
Whenever a situation comes, am I being honest? So it's up to me. So that becomes a fortune. Good fortune.
So right? Would you say it's like two sides of the same coin?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you. That's really nice. And in your perspective, do you think when Baba speaks about attainments, does he refer to physical attainments or spiritual attainments or both?
For initially, it's a spiritual attainment. But physical attainments follow spiritual attainments. So we are not after physical attainments. But when we have spiritual attainments, physical attainments will follow. Just like, you know, when we are more into renunciation and everything, more facilities will follow. People would come and give away, you know, give donation to the yagya, donation to everything. So that's because the foundation is renunciation. Without tyag and tapasya, the service cannot happen. Because without renunciation and penance, seva wouldn't happen. Seva means expansion in all kind. You know, nowadays people say, okay, I want wealth also. You know, I can't, because wealth is also needed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the only thing that we need, right? But when we renounce it to some extent and give away things to Baba, to the whatever is needed to the yagya, so that will multiply, you know. So So spiritual attainments is followed by the physical attainments, but we are not after physical attainments. When we are spiritually content, other things would follow.
Will follow.
Yeah.
That's really nice. I'm just going to jump back a little bit to the topic on lightness, because something just crossed my mind, and I just wanted to share that in my experience, you know, when we anticipate something, you know, if even if it's an undesired result, if you already anticipate it, it's easy to stay light, because you sort of already know it's coming, and you know, you sort of think, okay, I think it's going to work out in a very unfavorable way, but that's okay, you know, we can deal with it. And so when it comes, it's easy to stay light. But I find it's really a challenge when you have an undesired outcome.
Yeah.
You know, say for example, you've studied really well and you know that, you know, you're definitely going to pass your exam. And then when your results come out, you fail your exam. I mean, you know, you completely lose your
mood. Not.
Yeah, completely, because it throws you completely and you think, but that's just not possible. How is it possible? And when I think of lightness, for me, what comes to mind is I'm in a situation where I can look at it and say, okay, full stop, what do I do from here? Right? Rather than going through this whole process, but why? Where did I go wrong? And how can that be possible? Maybe the invigilator made a mistake. You know, you go through this whole process, and I feel it applies to anything, you know, whether you're cooking, whether you're organizing a program, you know, you're so sure you've done all your marketing, you've done all your promotions, and yet only one person comes for the public program in this big hall. So how do you deal with something like that? You know,
very uncertain things.
Very uncertain, yeah.
Yeah, that could be one of the example of exam, but other could be like just we are having a cordial conversation, and somebody comes and just shouts, and you know, we haven't like anticipated or expected a very extraordinary behavior from that person. So that really gives a shock. Oh, what's like, you know? So that's real, or any decision for that matter, you know, like you are working in an organization, all of a sudden your senior says you're thrown out.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's uncertain situation where we are really shocked, and how do we have that lightness? Maintain that lightness in that situation. Yes, sometimes it's difficult to maintain that lightness immediately. Maybe after a few minutes or few hours, maybe we speak to our own mind, console, and then okay, and try to just, you know, just absorb what's happened just now. So it might take few minutes, few hours for us to settle down and, you know, to say, okay, let me put a full stop, let me accept whatever's happened. But immediately to, you know, be a shock absorber and say, oh, nothing has happened, you know, like everything is okay. So that depends on how well I'm connected with myself and how immediately I can absorb everything around. So it's an internal practice, you know, to be able to accept very uncertain situations anytime. Because I see in few of the souls, sanskaras, even if we have a program if we have a retreat for 3 days, everything is finalized. And if we make last minute changes, some souls are not
able to process it.
But we as Indians, you know, we know all last minute changes happen, and we can process it very easily. But that is connected with the program. But sometimes in life, all of a sudden situations happen which are very uninvited. I think for that we have to prepare ourselves. Mm-hmm. It can't happen all of a sudden. That's why Baba says, in life, exams can come any moment in your life. In those academic institutions, exams dates are announced, and you know on this day this subject exam is there. So you prepare for that exam for that day. But for life, test paper can come any moment, any second, any time. So for that, we have to be prepared for it. That can't happen at that time. In Hindi, there's a saying that when you get thirsty, you start to dig a well. So it shouldn't be like that, you know. I dig a well and be prepared whenever I am thirsty, water is available for me. Right? So in the same way, every day I have to prepare myself. That preparation is not consciously, oh, any moment exam will come, any moment exam will come, with not that tension, not with that anxiety. But then if I practice every day whatever Baba has told me, follow Amrit Vela, Murli class, or you know, take some homework for the day and constantly do some efforts every day, maybe then I'm prepared for those situations which are uninvited that come in my way. Not consciously, but then every day when I follow, then I get prepared for those tests, and then I can be light. I can, you know, in a vehicle, there is one of the things that it which is very much necessary in a vehicle is shock absorber, right? If the shock absorber of the car is very powerful, no matter how deep the pits are on the road, the car will say go smoothly,
yeah.
Right? So that this shock absorbers for us are these powers, 8 powers that Baba has given us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to practice these 8 powers, experience it now and then, so that we renew it every now and then. Then we use it whenever it's necessary, and those powers work as shock absorbers. Maybe it's like power to tolerate, power to face, power to accommodate. So different situations, different powers I use, I order, and it emerges immediately. In many of Avyakt Murlis, Baba has said that you order, give an order to that power, but that power comes after half an hour. If I say, okay, power to tolerate, I have to exhibit power to tolerate, but then it's not processing, it comes after half an hour, so then that doesn't work. Then I can't be called as a Rajyogi. Rajyogi means I order and it is there for me.
Straight away
there, yeah.
Thank you. You mentioned something, and I mean, just one question before I open to the floor for questions. But one thing that crossed my mind was you talked about how, you know, sometimes we lose our stage as soon as our role changes. And I sort of was thinking along the lines of attainments and how, you know, in the days of the yajna, all our seniors, you know, had this 14 years of tapasya, and so, I mean, it was a proper lockdown for them for 14 years, right? And yeah. In that 14 years, they, I feel every point was really made to experience, and so their foundation was just purely jnana and yoga. And I was in ORC the other day, and I was just looking at some of the pictures of Daddy Gulzar meeting the former president of India, and I was just thinking, you know, for Daddy, it doesn't matter who comes in front of her, everyone is a soul, you know, so she doesn't get impressed by any titles. But what's happened over the years, in my observation, is that we have become like a production factory. You know, we've been running behind service, and so our foundation is the responsibilities that we hold. You know, so sometimes the results of the service we do, if somebody says, you know, you organize a public program, somebody says, hey, this person organized this event really well, or, you know, somebody's a good cook, hey, this person's a really good cook. And so that becomes my basis, my foundation to self-respect. And then, you know, so if somebody says something negative, or suddenly my teacher takes me out and says, look, I think that's enough of the cooking business, I think it's time for you to start, you know, working on, I mean, I don't know, maybe doing some cleaning in the center, or maybe some sewing, going to tailoring, which is, you know, completely a different thing, or even teaching, because it's so different from what I used to do and what I've taken support from. So, you know, going back to this thing on attainments, how do I balance my responsibilities, my roles, whatever service I'm doing, with the attainments, so that even though my role changes, my stage doesn't fluctuate?
Identifying ourselves on the basis of the seva or service that we do, it's a wrong identification anyway, right? But we take a lot of things from whatever service we do. For example, if I'm involved with the VIP service, you know, service outside, so the praise that comes with it, I'm taking a lot from that, because I'm being praised. If I'm involved with courses and classes, the praises that come along, I'm absorbing it,
yeah.
I'm accepting it. So then I'm identifying myself on the basis of the role that I'm being given. So that is a wrong foundation anyway. So if I grow on that wrong foundation, once that thing is taken away, so then I will
collapse.
So that's a bigger challenge for us. So we have to work on ourselves and identify ourselves on the basis of soul. Yes. This is what Dadis did. And one of the, you know, ones, Shivani Behen, all of you must be knowing Sister Shivani, who is a famous, you know, on television. And Dadi is, you know, like when three or four people were sitting along with Gulzar Dadi, and Dadi was just chit-chatting with all of them, and Shivani Behen was also there. And Dadi gave a very powerful point. Dadi said, each one of us, Baba has given a toy to each one of us. You know, and it's real. Like, you know, this seva, whatever service that Baba has given us, it's a toy for us to play.
Mm.
You know, how we exhibit, it's up to us. And that's why Baba says, the person who is giving a talk on the stage and the person who is washing utensils in the kitchen, each one, both of them are equal.
Mm.
On the basis of what consciousness I'm doing seva. Right? If I'm doing seva, I'm sitting here on the stage and with the body consciousness, then I'm a very good speaker. I'm a very good, you know, I can give. No one can talk as well as I can do. With that consciousness, I'm doing this service. So my marks are cut. But the person who is washing utensils in the kitchen, with the intoxication, he or she is washing utensils with intoxication, that I'm washing utensils of the yagya for Baba, that person is merged and enjoying the service, not with the burden. You know, I have been given this service of washing utensils. not with that consciousness, but with intoxication. Oh, this is Baba's service, I'm washing. Like, you know, when in the Yajna back in Karachi, Baba would always remind each one of them, with whom are you? If they are washing clothes, like, you know, remind them that not only they are washing physical clothes, but they are washing the soul also. So connecting every activity with the spiritual spiritual significance. They are doing everything with a spiritual significance. So if that person is washing utensils with that intoxication, so that soul will accumulate more fortune. Right? So if I am growing myself on the basis of this false identity or false praise, someday I think that would be taken away from me. Or it's very easy for me to feel jealous if I identify myself wrongly. So then if I identify myself rightly as a point of light, or, you know, self-respect, so I won't be having jealousy for others, because I know each one's role is different. Each one has an opportunity, but that's a toy for that person. It's a field to exhibit for yours. That is your area for you to exhibit and do your karma. This is my area, so I can do whatever best I can do. Each one's role is different. One is given a hero role, one is given a villain role, or one is given a side role. But how well I do in my role, that counts. If I am given a very small role, a side role, but if I do it very efficiently, people will notice the side role person more and appreciate rather than the hero or a heroine. Right? So whatever role I am given, I should perform that to the best I can do it. So if I understand this from the beginning and I base my identity on that, then I won't identify with the service that I'm doing, I think. So then that will be much more powerful.
Thank you. That's really nice. Thank you. So, is there anyone who's got any questions that you'd like to pose to Suman Ben?
Yes.
Go for it.
I think the translator couldn't listen to your question. I'll repeat the question. The question is, many times now we told that on the basis of attainment you can maintain the intoxication. But sometimes in our lives we have done some mistakes, so that we feel guilty about that. So how do we maintain intoxication in spite of all those mistakes that we have done? That's the question, right? Okay. Yes, we have done our mistakes, but also we have done our good karma also, right? So many times we focus more on our mistakes rather than attainments that we have experienced in this life. So yes, we have to look back at our mistakes that we have done, but not repeat it constantly. Oh, I have done that. Oh, I have done that. Oh, I have done that. Because that brings us down. If we feel more guilty, that brings the energy of the soul down. Okay, I have understood the mistake that I have done. I promise myself not to repeat that mistake and move forward. Instead of just thinking, oh, I did that day, 5 years ago I did this, 10 years ago I did this. So that really brings my energy down. So that's why always Mama used to say that a good effort maker, a fast effort maker is the one who doesn't repeat their mistake. Okay, as humans we do our mistakes, but we have to learn from our mistakes also. Take a lesson and move ahead instead of just getting stuck with that mistake. But also, Baba, those who move forward, Baba gives strength also to those souls. Baba gives extra love and extra strength to those souls. So understand that and just move forward. Don't give more energy to the mistakes that we have done, but then understand, take a lesson and move ahead. And more focus on the positive things that have happened in our lives. You know? So what good things that have happened in our lives. Small things. Good things that have happened. That those things we have to keep in our memory and erase all the negative things that have happened in our lives. You know? Once, Baba had come, Avyakt Baba, had come in Om Shanti Bhavan on 18th of January. I remember because 18th January always, every year it's special, but then when Dadis were around it was even more special because they brought that energy, because they had lived those moments with Brahma Baba and it had made even more special. So since the beginning of January, all the history, you know, like many different souls would come and share their experiences with Brahma Baba in the yagya. And we used to cherish that and experience that and go back to those yagya days. And on the 18th of January, Dadi would, after Murli class, Dadi would narrate that incident again when Brahma Baba gave the hand in the hand of Prakashmani Dadi and gave that drishti. And though that incident would make everyone again emotional, bring that tears in the eyes and make everyone emotional. And that day in the evening when Baba came, Avik Baba came and he spoke the Murli, and towards the end when Dadis would go up on the stage and meet Baba, Baba gave drishti to Prakashmani Dadi and Baba said, you remembered all the positive incidents of the yagya and you were floating in happiness. You were flying in happiness, you know, with love. And Baba spoke of those things. What really stayed with me was, you know, in those yagya days, negative things also happened. Don't you think there would have been clashes with the sanskars of Dadis, some little bit arguments or something? But then Dadi remembered only positive moments of the yagya. And that brought her, like, you know, love for Baba, for the yagya. And that love was filled in her heart. So, you know, why all these Dadis are Dadis is because they let go of all the negative incidents that had happened in their life and just took positive things and they move forward, right? So in the same way, I think we also should be doing that, because our sanskars have become so negative, we just only remember negative incidents and let go of positive. But I think we have to change it, forget the negative, remember the positive. Fill our memory with positive memories and then we can be always light. Negative memories will always pull us down. Positive memories will always make us light. Right?
I think we are very lucky. We have such instruments in front of us to see and to witness in person how, the daddies have had such good lives, such good examples for us. Is there anyone else who would like to ask anything?
I think time is also...
Time is racing up, yes. Okay. Thank you very much, Suman Ben. Thank you very much, everyone, for being here tonight. And
also, please do something about your homework, your attainments. So try to think more of those moments and try to remember and write it down so that it stays with you forever, so that it will be easy for you to recall at the times when you feel low. Yeah? Okay, Om Shanti.
Thank you, Om Shanti.